God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is from Matthew chapter 27, those few verses that were just read. These verses take place after Jesus went to the cross, and in doing so, some miracles take place. Here are the miracles. The temple curtain was torn in two, the earth shook, the tombs opened, the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and they went into the holy city. After Christ's death, the curtain temple was ripped apart. The earth quaked. All these things took place. In general, regarding the miracles which occurred in this section, are all miracles, and you could say, are connected to creation, things created by God. And they were all given in one essence as a public testimony to who it was that was being nailed to the cross, who it was that was shedding his blood. Why? They were created by the one shedding his blood. So you have the sun being darkened in one essence, almost like the draping of a black cloth for someone who is in the midst of mourning. You have the curtain in the temple being ripped apart. Just as in previous times, the Jews of the Old Testament would rip apart their garments in the midst of great mourning and sadness. The earth quake, the rocks split apart, and the graves themselves were opened. In the same way that a person quivers and quakes from fear. And so we have to ask the Luther question, what does all this mean? In the first place, the temple curtain was torn into two pieces from the top to the bottom. The curtain was a beautiful, thick tapestry of fine twined linen on blue and purple scarlet yarns. It hung in the Ark of the Covenant later in the temple as a partition to separate from the holy place, the part of the temple in which they sacrificed and prayed daily, from the most holy place, where the Ark of the Covenant and the throne of grace stood. This curtain torn apart after the death of Christ to announce first that Christ, now the sole high priest of the New Testament, entered into his most holy place, established an eternal redemption of his own blood. No longer were the sacrifices of animals needed. You now had the sacrifice of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In ancient times, the Old Testament priests would enter daily into the front part of the ark and conduct their worship services. But the Most High place was reserved for once a year, when the high priest alone entered. And he didn't go in without blood, which he offered for the sin of the people. Accordingly, now that Christ has died, that curtain was torn into two, exposing the most holy place. Why? Because Christ is the great high priest. Christ himself has fulfilled all the Old Testament laws and regulations, in which now he offers himself up for the sin of mankind. For that reason, the temple curtain tore apart. Secondly, in the same most holy place, which was covered by the curtain, and into which no one would dare enter except for once a year, you now have it being exposed. And the author of the Hebrews in chapter 4 names this. He says, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace and help a time of need. Yes, the barrier that was lifted was now lifted, that barrier of sin. God had presented Christ as a throne of grace, which we now approach God with. It is through his blood that we approach the throne of grace with joy, so that we also may receive mercy and find grace for the time when help is needed. The third part of this ripping part of the curtain reminds us that the Levitical ceremonies of the Old Testament have now reached an end. For while these ceremonies pointed to Christ, now Christ came and ultimately fulfilled these. Fourthly, because the New Testament confirms that through Christ's own blood and death, the tearing apart of the curtain at the death of Christ is a sign that the mystery of the Jewish ceremonies, which previously have been covered and hidden, are now revealed and made clear through the person and work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ gives us the true meaning concerning the mysterious figures of the Old Testament. Christ is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. It shows how the death of Christ shatters the fence, the dividing wall, which separated Jew from Gentile, now united in one through the blood and death of our Lord and Savior upon the cross. Through his person, he had put this hostility to death. The temple curtain was one miracle. The second miracle was that of the earthquaking. Now, you might be saying, the earthquakes all the time. But this time, at a particular time and moment. This earthquake was, first of all, an announcement. In one essence, of a battle, a combat, which Christ in his death had now finished with the devil. And of all the assaults he had undertaken against the devil's place. For with his death, Christ had risen up and conquered the battle against the devil in his hellish place. You have to remember, Satan, the devil, is considered prince of this world. From this battle, he emerges on Easter Day victorious. We will celebrate that victory in a couple days. Now, from the earth's point of view, you have the earth quaking, both at his death and as well upon Christ's resurrection. And this is important, especially when we consider going back in Genesis to the early points where we may remember Cain killing Abel. And when the blood of the innocent Abel was shed, the Lord God did what? He cursed the earth for opening its mouth and receiving that blood. Accordingly, since now the blood of the Son of God was being poured upon the earth, it now quakes. But by this earthquake, so to speak, it is also declared that the earth, so to speak, you could say, hopped or leaped for joy over the fact that the curse, which was once given by the blood of Abel, is now being undone by the blood of Christ. The third miracle was that the rocks were ripped apart. And to some extent, you could say this was caused by the earthquake, fair enough. But yet, there's another interesting parallel here. Because during earthquakes, not all rocks are ripped apart. Rather, sometimes they're just merely shaken. However, this ripping apart of the rocks, in one essence, is a proclamation that the true rock of our salvation, our Lord Jesus Christ, has died, thus ripping apart the bond of natural unity of the body and the spirit. And another interesting parallel that we heard just earlier this week When the Pharisees said to Christ that he should forbid his disciples and the people to cry hosannas to him, how did the Lord answer? If these were to keep silent, then the rocks would cry out. Now we have the rocks crying out, proclaiming the victory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The fourth miracle, after Christ's death, was that the graves were opened, from which many bodies of the saints arose following the resurrection of Christ and went into the city of Jerusalem and appeared to many. These arose together with Christ to show that his resurrection had won resurrection to eternal life for believers, thus opening the graves after Christ's death indeed proceeded in some measure from the shaking and ripping apart of the earth, but yet it doesn't raise the dead. Only Christ can do this through his death, through his resurrection, through his shedding of blood, through the appeasement of God the Father's wrath. Whereby now the graves are being opened up, we now have hope of our resurrection to eternal life, obtained because of Christ's death. For in the same way that the graves of these saints who in the Old Testament had fallen asleep in the true faith of the Messiah were now opened, so that after Christ's resurrection they came forth from the grave and came into the holy city of Jerusalem. And so also shall we, who from the heart believe on Christ who died and rose again, we believers in the same way will experience this. Our graves will be opened on judgment day, and we will come alive and go into the holy city of Jerusalem, a type of eternal life. These are the miracles which happened to the creation after Christ's death. So we ask tonight Christ to grant us his grace, so that we will always acknowledge Christ from our hearts to be God's Son. And through such faith, he overcomes the world. For by his holy blood, which flowed from his side on the cross, he washes our sins. So thus fulfilling another Old Testament passage, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the people, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. It indeed, it is glorious. As he stretches out his arms and embraces us in them, he hides us in his wounds for life eternal. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.